In the meantime, we talk health every Tuesday night. Our friends at the Sydney Adventist Hospital, one of our sponsors, harnessing the latest scientific advancements in health. They give you the attention, respect and care you deserve. Whole person healthcare gives us access to their many great professionals. Tonight we're talking about cesareans, some developments here. Oh, it's actually cesarean birth going back a long time, but this is maternal assisted cesareans, and obstetrician and gynaecologist Dr. Sue Lynn Lysmith joined me earlier tonight to talk about it.
Thank you so much for having me tonight and letting me talk about this really wonderful initiative that we've taken up here at Sydney Adventist Hospital.
Let me just ask you then, because I think we've all got a broad idea of a cesarean. I mean, I'm a product of a cesarean birth, but a maternal assisted cesarean, there's obviously a difference. It's obviously an advance. So tell us about it.
For sure. So look, the main overall difference with a maternal assisted cesarean is that it actually engages the mother to be involved in her birth and turns what can be a very passive clinical experience into something where she will feel empowered and actively engaged in her birthing process. So if people have had a cesarean section before, they know that a standard cesarean involves, you know, prepping and draping the mother's abdomen, putting a drape up in front of them so that they can't see what's happening. The obstetrician then performs the operation, delivers the baby, and then hands them straight across to a midwife. The midwife takes the baby over to a resuscitator, dries them, checks them, wraps them up, then brings them back to the mother. And this whole checking process can sometimes take around 5 to 10 minutes, where the baby's actually separated from their mother the entire time. Unfortunately, there are even some hospitals where the baby midwife and support person leave immediately after the baby is born, and the mother doesn't even get to see or hold her baby until they're either in recovery or back on the maternity ward.
Can I just jump in there? So this is, again, I say we've got a broad idea, so that it's a local anaesthetic, and I'm assuming, obviously, and then you have the screen, the drape, as you say, so she's aware of what's going on, but can't directly involve herself. She's got an idea but can't directly involve herself, what are you saying?
And often there's a delay with bringing the baby back to actually enable her to hold the baby. And some hospitals don't have the ability to do that, where the baby and mother don't even get to be united until after the operation. So in contrast, what I'm talking about tonight is a maternal assisted cesarean section. Very, very different. At the beginning of the case, after the mother has had her, you know, local anaesthetic in the back, she washes and cleans her hands, you know, the same way that surgeons do with a surgical hand scrub. We often use an alcohol hand prep so that she doesn't have to walk off to the scrub bay because she won't be able to. We then help her put on a sterile gown and gloves. Her abdomen is then draped in a way so that she can actually see her obstetrician, but not the inside of her abdomen, because that's not for everybody, obviously. The obstetrician, we then start the operation, and after delivering the baby's head and shoulders out of her abdomen, she then reaches down, because she's got sterile gloves on, places her hands under the baby's armpits and lifts the baby directly up onto her chest.
Right.
The midwife will then come over with a warm sterile towel, and she'll have sterile gloves on as well so she doesn't contaminate the field, and then covers the back of the baby with the warm towel, performs the Apgar well-being checks on the baby whilst the baby stays on the mother's chest the entire time. And look, this is the same process that we would normally do in a birth unit room with a vaginal birth. So it's trying to mimic that normal physiological process, you know, of mother bringing the baby onto her chest. She then can cut the cord after delayed cord clamping, and that's another thing that's really different with the standard cesarean section, is being able to do delayed cord clamping. And once she has done that, we then lift the drapes up and finish off the operation whilst the baby stays on her chest the entire time without any separation at all.
And so for someone to be eligible for this, I guess, well, when we talk about eligible, there's no, you want a healthy baby. So there are lots of different ways for that baby to be born. So is this procedure an option? How does it work?
So look, there is definitely an eligibility criteria, but rather than listing, you know, 20 different points, because that doesn't sound like a very interesting, you know, thing to talk about tonight. Essentially, the mother and baby needs to be well. Okay, so that's the underlying principles.
Yes.
Obviously, if it's an emergency with a distressed baby and we need to deliver them as quickly as possible, taking that extra 5 to 10 minutes to prepare the mother with the sterile gown and gloves is not possible. They also need to be well grown, a healthy term baby, so more than 37 weeks.
Yep.
If the mum has any risk factors, so say, for example, if she has a low-lying placenta called a placenta previa, which has a very high risk of bleeding during the surgery, you know, or if the baby has a very severe growth restriction and is not well, then, you know, we're not going to recommend a maternal assisted cesarean section, because once you deliver that baby, if there's a high risk of bleeding, we need to, like, operate pretty quickly to stop the process of bleeding. And likewise, if the baby's not well, we'll have a paediatrician there who will receive the baby straight away and start that resuscitation process.
So with this, obviously, it's to have the mother more involved as a maternal assisted cesarean section, as it's, I guess the name implies. What about father, partner, getting involved in the birth as well? Is that possible?
So from a, I guess, touching the baby and putting their hands into the surgical field, no, because we obviously need to try and keep that sterile field, and that's why we get the mother to put her sterile gown and gloves on. But they will be with the mother the entire time. When we put that drape back up, then they can obviously hold the baby, touch the mother, you know, have as much contact as they want. The really nice thing, I guess, about the mother being able to have her hands sterile is that she can actually cut the cord herself after the delayed cord clamping.
Yep.
And the father will be there literally holding his, you know, arms around the shoulders and the head of the partner for the entire process. They just can't, unfortunately, put their hands into the field.
Yeah. What about just the issue of cesareans? What proportion are they? Are they an option? Where do they come into the play? I know I mentioned my mum. She was late 30s.
Yeah.
She wasn't, you know, there were a few other medical issues as well. It was a long, long time ago. So I guess that would have been the safer option for her. When does a cesarean come into play?
So often if women have had, obviously, traumatic births before, you know, like if they've had a third or fourth degree tear, if they've had to have an emergency cesarean section for an obstructed labour, and they've been told, look, next time round it's probably not safe to try for a vaginal birth, you should probably have a cesarean section. This, I guess, procedure, the maternal assisted cesarean, can fill the gap for these women that would have preferred to try and have another vaginal birth. We know that cesarean sections in our country are now approaching 40%, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
It is probably beyond the scope of our conversation today.
No, that's a different conversation. I was just interested in where we lie with that. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think, look, the main thing with a maternal assisted cesarean section and why it's becoming of more interest and why a lot of people want this option now is because women have, I guess, options when they're having a baby, and it's all about choice. It's all about letting them be actively involved and empowered in making a choice about how they want to have their birth.
Yes.
If they are advised to have a cesarean section, you know, rather than having it be passive and clinical and cold and very disconnected, you know, why not actually let them, if they want to, be engaged in that and actually have that ability to pick up your baby and have them onto the chest straight away. Because I've had two children, and I know that when I had my babies, the first thing that I wanted to do was pick them up and just hold them against me and then not have that separation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fascinating, really interesting. I thank you for your time tonight. I hope you don't mind me saying this, because we speak to a lot of medical professionals here, and they're dealing with some people who are very ill and battling to try and treat it. Sounds to me like you get a lot of joy out of what you do. I can hear it in your voice.
100%. It is such a fantastic specialty. And I think I love being able to promote something like this that actually improves the experience for mothers. And I think more importantly, we have to raise awareness as much as we can in the community, because unfortunately, not all obstetricians are able to offer this at their institutions, or they haven't learnt the procedure or had the opportunity to see how safe and how wonderful it can be for the mums.
Yep.
So we're very, very fortunate that I've, you know, been given lots of support to provide this surgery at the SAN for our women. And I just hope that it becomes more and more available for mothers in the future.
Yeah, I hope so. And I know we talk about the medical technology and medical procedures, and often there's a lot of cost involved, very expensive equipment. This, and I'm a layperson, so I'm just guessing, this one seems to me it doesn't involve a lot of cost in terms of this procedure.
We're talking about an extra 5 to 10 minutes of surgical time.
Yeah, there you go.
And a pair of sterile gloves and a sterile gown for the mother.
Like, easy.
That's it. And if it transforms, you know, what was previously a potentially traumatic experience for mothers into something that is positive and they're actively engaged with. And the benefits we know are physical for the baby, that instant, you know, connection to mother with the delayed cord clamping and the skin to skin. And also we know that the emotional postnatal journey for mothers, they have less rates of postnatal depression and they feel more satisfied with their birth experience, which is also really important.
So important. Dr. Leismith, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, obstetrician and gynecologist there from the SAN. And it's now 7 minutes to 10.